Psalms 147 verse 3. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Psalms 68:4. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah. Who is this king? Isaiah 12:2 said, I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He has also become my salvation. Say, who is Jesus to you? In Matthew 16:15, Jesus said, But who do you say that I am? By evidence of all which is made, he is the Lord, he is God, the ultimate reality, the life who is not the result of another, does not rely on another, nor is determined by another. He is the form and foundation of all manifestations of virtue, the essential nature who makes grass green, the sun to shine, clouds to move, and rain to fall. He is the salve who heals our wounds and rescues us from the chains of chaos which bind us in darkness. He is all-wise, all-wisdom, and all-knowing, the fountain and foundation of righteous understanding. Who is this king? Who is this person who is everywhere at once, in the past, the present, and the future, whose eye sees the actions and intentions of every heart and soul? 1 John 1:5. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. More than just a light, he is the light, meaning he is the source and origin. The Lord is the light being, divinity, the one and only who supersedes and eclipses the speed of light, originating and surpassing the theory of relativity, able to be in all places at once without breaking a sweat. He can do anything and everything we can do in righteousness, and anything and everything we cannot. He is everything holy and good and lives forever. The Lord is so big, he can hold the speck of eternity in his hand, drop it in his eye, and never blink. He is God who gave us his Son, Jesus, the Son of God, the everlasting Savior, the Lamb who took the full wrath of God upon himself on our behalf. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and these three are one, not just in harmony because that requires more than one, but in unity as in one. He is the one King and ever Lord who has put all things under his feet, and God who has made all things in Psalm 8. In Matthew, he is the King, the promised Savior. In Mark, he is the servant and powerful Savior. In Luke, he is the perfect Savior and Son of Man. And in John, he is the personalized Savior, the Son of God. Paul declares Jesus as from him, of him, through him, and to him are all things. Who is this King? The world asks. God is love. Not love what, but love who, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. God is self-evident, self-revelational, self-inspirational, self-sustaining, and self-disclosing. He is ever-living and everlasting, the only person who is self-aware, totally self-assertive, and totally moral. He is the one who causes everything to be because he is, and he calls himself I Am. The list of who God is only limited by our imagination as we try to give identity to the Lord of hosts who loves us, died for us, and lives forever that we who believe may have life more abundantly. He is our God. An amazing God who is infinite and walks the paths of infinity, who stands on the horizon of destiny and creates a place for us in eternity. By the blood of Jesus, he bridged the gap between the finite and the infinite. God, the King, the one who exists outside the world and the entire celestial cosmos, yet is present throughout the universe as Lord, Captain, and King. Who do you say he is? Do you know about him, or do you know him? Do you give him mental assent, or is he Jesus who is always on your mind, every moment, every hour, every day, even when you sleep? Who do you say he is? Who is this King? What do you say? Thank you for joining me. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.